Welcome to the Pixel Shadow. I'm MangleFox70. You voted in our Twitter poll when I asked, what would you like to see next on the Pixel Shadow? And the results are in. This week, we're going to get a look into the crafting in survival mode. Stick around, this is going to be fun. Every Diamond Minecraft fan's dream is to be mentioned by Dan TDM. This weekend, I got a big surprise when I tuned in to his latest Draw Your Comments feature, and from over 100,000 comments, mine was one of the only three chosen. You can check out my reaction video by clicking here. And please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Funny thing is, I was wearing my Diamond Minecart shirt that day, and that wasn't even planned. Big thanks to everyone who liked my comment to make this happen. On to a parkour update. Last week, I had a really tough time making it through Robbie F's parkour challenge. We'll call it leg issues, shall we? But some of our viewers beat me by a long shot. And to rub it in a little, WSDGuy2014 posted his video to show his amazing parkour skills in the same course. Especially with all that lag. If you'd like to see the full-length video by WSDGuy2014, which features four of the parkour challenges on our creative server, click here. Alright, now on to the show. The past weekend, we launched our survival server. Yay! Adding a new challenge to mine test. In survival mode, you have to mine and craft your own tools and items. Today, we'll look at what has been built so far and how to use our own built-in crafting guide to help you craft all of the things you need to make an amazing structure. First of all, let's connect to the Pixel Shadow Survival Server. So, the address in the port, as you can see here, is servers.mindtest.tv, the same as the creative one. Then, the port 30001, and replacing the last zero with a one. So I'll try and log in and everything. This is the new spawn, and I've been playing around on the server a little bit, so that's why I have some stuff in my inventory. These are the rules, but I won't really explain them too much right now. You have to read the rules and everything to be granted interact. We need to keep this door closed at all times. And we're going to go find some buildings that have been built. Over here, it looks like there's some builds, so we'll go over there. So the first build looks like a home, but I'm not quite sure whose it is. It's either Gaming with Lozens, Cute Kitty Cat, or Tots1524. Then this next house, which is owned by Gaming with Lozen. Hi, she's online today. Hello. So she's got some chests and such. This is a really nice home. Got a trash bin. I have not built a home yet. It's got a bed. This is pretty impressive for survival mode, so let's show this interesting house that looks like it's been exploded. So this is Kendall's home, it looks like. Or something like that, made of acacia wood. It's got one of these thingies, I forget what they're called. And tables and chairs, which is really good because I personally do not have those. And let's see where we need to go next to show another build. Right now I'm looking at a map from Dennis Kelly's blog. I think I'm going the wrong way, so. So it's going to be harder to find anything. A sheep and a rat. I'm going to share your wool. You right click a sheep, and this is the right spot, and you will get two or three wool. You just right click. Simple as that. And let's try and find the next house. And here's a home. There's a leaf growing out of it. So this is the neighbor from the south. Some chests. You need to protect this, buddy. Get some locked chests up in here. And the Kelly residence, which is really impressive. Which is possibly my favorite. It's this home. It's really nice. And it's a nice home. Is this a basement? So it's got some chests. You really need to lock them. Just saying. So this is a really nice home. I love this. It's got some furnaces that are out of fuel. And I lost connection.
Shut down.
Annoying. And I have spawned outside of the house I was showing, and I'm about to fall into a giant world hole. So here are some fridges. Pretend that never ever happened. An oven that costs a lot of iron and stuff. A television. I forget how to craft these. A Wii. And really, really nice balcony overlooking the water. And there's something over here, so I'll have to go check that out in a second. there's also a second floor. Looks like an attic. Doesn't quite look done yet. So over here, some sort of ginormous mansion. Good job. Good job. And you have a pet sheep. Mind if I share it? Can I share your pet sheep? The sheep looks so hilarious. Share it. There we go. Now we'll try and find the home in the ice. So let's follow DKelly810's name. Another pet sheep. Sure. I'm collecting lots of wool from here. I'm coming. This is just taking so long. But there's a swimming sheep. Sheer. No, he died. Oh, wait, he didn't die. But he's going to die. And another sheep. There's sheep everywhere. Ugly, ugly sheep. In the snow biome, I hope I'm going the right way. DKelly810's over there. Taking so long to load because this land hasn't quite been generated fully yet. It's only been explored a couple times. I'm coming. Coming as quickly as I can. Which isn't very quick. There we go. It's another birch forest. Birch forests are just so nice, and there are a lot of plants online. And some. Where did his name go? Oh, you're right here. Hello. Try and do that later. Now I have to go all the way back. Now, on our website, we have created a map so we can see what parts of the world has been explored and what has not. So far, this is the map. I'm going to scroll out. There hasn't been much explored, but that's some space here. So we'll scroll back in. Lots of water. And here is the spawn point. And the white is places that have not been generated. So if you're looking for a spot to build, then head over there so that you can find it. Things like that. And this looks like the way that I was looking for the snow house. So the snow house is right here and here. So we'll try going there later on. So it's not a very big map right now, but it'll show you where you can find things to build and such. So yeah, that's the survival map. So let's close that and get back into my test. We want to show you how to craft some items from the home decor mod. So let's try and get back to the spawn without killing ourselves. And it looks like Dennis Kelly has found the snow home, so I'll go over to him. the snow home. Yay. So here is the beginning of a home. I do not know who owns this. Let's see on the map here. It doesn't say. It says that there is a mine system underneath, though. So it looks like possibly this one. This is quite nice. I like it. Mine system going on. And then the secret house with nothing in the furnaces. I love this. This is a really nice one. Close. And also, it looks like there's some place here. This is owned by Nan Ami UK. Just checking to see what he's done. Not much. So here's cobblestone, pickaxes. Whoa. So he's got a lot built here. Let's go back into the house. This is really nice. I like it. But now how am I supposed to get back? Oh no. So we'll try and find my way back to the spawn without killing myself, because I don't want to lose this beautifulness, even though I could just easily get it back, but still. So this thingy, this wall and such, and we're almost there. And I forget where the spawn is. Here it is. So, we're running out of time, but I'll try to show you a few of the crafting recipes from Home Decor. So, I have a bunch of pine wood, so I can just make a super simple house. Not too big, not too small. Craft a door. So one of the recipes from the home decor is pine wood, glass and wood, oak colored things. So you put 3 wooden planks, any type of planks, and then you will get this. So I'll do all. Oh, whoopsies. I can make quite a lot of these doors. So that's one object from the home decor, which is really nice. What else can we try and craft with these items? How about a table? So 3 wooden planks and 2 sticks. 1. And we've gotten a table from the home decor. To open the crafting grid, you go to your inventory, and then so you go into your inventory and there are people invading my house. You left click the object you want. You can also search here, whatever you want to search. And when you left click on it, it'll show you the crafting. And then if you have the objects, I'll try and make another table. Press, you can either make 1, 10, or all to put into the crafting grid. So if I push 1, all of my objects get immediately put into there. So now I have 2 tables. Yay. And they are facing the wrong way, so I'll knock that out. Put it this way. It won't let me. There we go. So what else should we try and get? There's a sheepy sheep. Maybe we could try and get a fancy bed. Yeah, let's try and do that. But we're running low on time, so I might have to do that later on in a future episode. And I've run out of planks. I'll just do a fancy white roof. And I need to protect this. And then we're going to have to end the video. So T/area pose 1. So that's protected, and I'll get out a dirty dirt. And that'll turn into grass block. And go to the highest corner, area pose 2, T/protect. Decor test. And now it's protected. So I would really like to do more in this video, but since we're running out of time and we've already shown quite a few things on the new survival server, I probably won't be able to do that. So thanks for watching. If you're new to my channel, then please subscribe and leave a like. And thanks for watching. Sorry that this video was kind of all technical difficulties and people are breaking into my house. Close the door. Oh no. I'm being robbed. No. Goodbye.